That's not really a thing. What I'm hoping is the same Jamal Charles we got in Kansas City. Explosive, big plays. We're looking for playmakers on the offensive side of the ball. So hopefully he can bring that to us. But obviously, you know, he's still rehabbing, still trying to get in shape. But, you know, we were hopeful for him.
What is your take on the quarterback battle?
My take is right now it's even. They're battling. They're going at each other. They're both trying to make the right reads, make the right corrections, and make plays every single day, you know. But it's like one of them situations where, you know, there's no update on it, you know. They're running neck and neck right now.
It doesn't seem like either of them has been able to string together, like, back-to-back-to-back good days.
Yeah.
Is that concerning at this point?
It's not concerning. You know, obviously it's still early in training camp. We still got 4 preseason games. You know, I could say, oh, yeah, but Paxton's looking good out here during practice and Trevor can ball in a game or vice versa, you know. So it doesn't matter. You know, we're going to see when the lights turn on and, you know, when we go to San Francisco, when we're playing against other teams, what are you going to do in a game? And I think that's going to be the determining factor.
You personally, you seem like you're really finding your stride right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that due to off season?
Yeah, I mean, I changed my diet up this off season. I worked my butt off. I invested in myself. I put a weight room at my house in Houston. And I mean, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm working out. So, you know, Coach Vance Joseph, he always preaches about investing. Once you invest, you know, your time and your work into something, then it's harder to give it up. So right now, I'm looking back all the grinding I did in the off season. Of course, I want to come out here and I want to ball. It means more to me. Henderson's looking really good. The running back. Yeah, he's looking really good. You never know until you get in the game, but man, he could find a hole. He always seems to find a way to get to the end zone or make a big play, 15 big time games. So yeah, I'm really impressed by him.
Feels like you guys have a little bit of an attitude offensively this year.
Yeah.
Punch back times. Is that important?
Yeah. I mean, yesterday, you know, the offensive line, they got in a little scuffle. And, you know, I hear him say, we're not the old offensive line. We're not the old offensive line. Meaning they bring in that grit, that meanness, that toughness. And that's the type of guys, you know, my mentality as a wide receiver, it matches the offensive line. And I like that.
Part of it is that we've seen a lot of running in the run game in the first 3 padded practices. Coach said that'll be more when you guys have pads on. What have you seen from the running game and to kind of piggyback on?
I mean, just coming from me, I think our run game is going to be explosive this year, and it's going to open up the pass where, you know, when I first came, I said we're going to be able to pass the ball to open up the run. I think our run game is going to be so good, you know, with this line, if they could just continuously improve, and with CJ and Henderson and Jamal and all those guys in the backfield, if they can be able to run the football and we can get the defense to go man-to-man versus me, Demarius, and the receiving corps, then I think that we'll have a great offense, and that's where we're headed to. I think it's every year I get older, I mature, I understand, you know, what it takes to be a pro. I think, yeah, that's the definition. I'm just becoming a pro. And taking care of my body, eating the right things, putting the proper nutrients in my body so that I can, right now it's year 8, I'm trying to get to year 10, year 11, and these years are crucial, so that's where I'm trying to get to.
I asked Todd Davis yesterday about you guys kind of going at it a few days ago in camp. You guys all good?
Todd Davis?
Yeah, just part of camp.
Oh, me?
When he ripped out the ball and you got the push. And you
oh, yeah, that's court. Just football, man. I don't even remember that play.
Just fun, just family.
Yeah, it's football.
What about you and Akeem? You guys have gone and had some battles.
I mean, come on, Mike. You see, every training camp is me and Talib and me and Chris. We always go at it. That's no fly zone, and guess what? I got a jet, a private jet. I'm trying to fly. And sometimes they blow my plane out the sky. Sometimes I fly good. And I'm looking down on them like, hey, I'm flying up here. Y'all can't stop me. So that's the beauty. You know, those 2 all-pro cornerbacks, man. And I'm blessed to go up against them every single day.
It seems like it makes you better, but does it make your quarterbacks better having to face those guys every day?
Yeah, it does. You know, obviously you come out here and you complete passes versus these guys, you know, when it comes to the game, I'm not going to say it's going to be easier, but you know you're going against the best of the best. So it's not going to get any harder for sure. So as long as they understand that and know that, I think we'll be fine.
Vance said the other day, though, he's not giving them any excuse that they're going against
Of course not. That's just like if Talib shut me down and Chris shut me down, I'm like, hey, but they're all pro. You think he's going to be like, yeah, I understand, son. No, the expectations is to win your battle, and that's what it's about. I'm going out trying to win every single battle that I get.
His point was the quarterbacks have you and DT, so they should be able to have success in practice.
That will be fine. We'll be fine. You just got to keep working.
What has Vance done to bring intensity to this team?
I mean, you hear that voice, sir. A deep voice is already intense, you know. But, you know, I enjoy listening to him in meetings. You know, he talks about, you know, championship habits, championship mindsets, what it takes to be champions. He reminds us every day that every single day we got to make an investment to this team, to this organization, if we want to win a championship. Because around here, it's Super Bowl or bust.
Okay, thank you.
It smells like cow manure around here.